Little Falls Cheese Festival returns this year, moving from its traditional mid-July spot to Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. But visitors to this year's event will find that the cooler time of year isn't the only thing new. While the selection of New York State farm-produced cheeses remains the focus of the event, there also will be a food truck food court, which is very cool. And in addition to the food court, this year's festival will expand the number of New York-based craft beverages the visitors can find for increased cheese pairing options. The festival is teamed with a Central New York Cheese Trail, so visitors can take a deeper dive into the region's cheese-making heritage. To tell us more, we welcome Susie Jones from the Jones Family Farm in Herkimer, New York, and Angela Atwell of Grassy Cow in Remsen, New York. Angela, Susie, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, what fun to have you. Susie, let us begin with you. This festival has been around and is lovely. Tell us, give us a sense of what it means to be back this year.
I would have to tell you it feels very good. Of course, it seemed touch and go for so long, and not having it last year was heartbreaking. But we've done so much to make sure that this would happen this year, not only working with the Herkimer County Board of Health to make sure that we are taking precautions and making sure everyone's safe, but to also making sure that our vendors could come back and enjoy a really good day of sales. So we've been working very hard. So to have it happen is not only a relief, but it makes me feel very good.
Angela, anything you'd like to add to that?
I just would like to make everyone aware that it is just a fun event. It really is. It's a great event for everyone. It's in a historical, beautiful setting in Little Falls. There is so much to see, to hear, to taste. Every one of your senses are just filled when you come to the festival.
So tell us how it all unfolds. How do people best experience Little Falls Cheese Festival, Susie?
Well, the nice thing is we've added, you were just mentioning, some new things. This year we're going to have free remote parking with free shuttle buses, so people won't have the headache of trying to find a parking spot. So right off, you're going to start on the right foot. So follow signs, get your parking. We are following CDC guidelines, so make sure you bring a mask to ride that bus. But then once you get to the festival, there's musicians all up and down. Cordon off all of Main Street, all up and down Little Falls, and so everybody can walk all the distance and enjoy free music the whole time. There will be sampling. There will be, like you said, a food truck court when you're ready to sit down and eat a meal. And the restaurants, of course, in town will be open. And there is also a free play, which will be at the public library. So there's an 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. showing. Again, it's indoors, so make sure you... And I think somebody's calling me at this exact moment. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Tell them we said hi.
Right.
So, go ahead. No, you continue.
The one thing I do want to highlight is we have so many cheese vendors from all over, from the Finger Lakes, from the Hudson Valley, from the Adirondacks, from the Catskills, everywhere in between. We have farmstead cheesemakers, artisan cheesemakers, everyone there to come and meet the maker. That's really our focus, is that it's an event. It's New York State's premier gathering of cheesemakers. So it's your opportunity to meet the people that kind of make the magic of turning milk into cheese.
Which is very cool, and meet the maker is different than meet your maker, so I just want to make that point that out. Let's go to Angela. I was struck by when you said that it's just so much fun. Give us a sense of the vibe of the vibe of the festival.
There are some very serious cheese lovers out there. And may come to this festival, and there is just so much to do and see. It really is a good one. We enjoy going every year. People come, they seek us out, they come to our booth, they have questions, they ask about our farm, about our grazing practices, they ask about how to make cheese. It's a very, you know, for us, it's been a very busy, well worth event, and we get to connect with a lot of people.
And I assume, what is the level, I mean, this is probably an impossible question to ask, but I mean, you were talking about the real cheese lovers that come in there, but you have an education component here too of telling people about how these are made and different types of cheeses, and it's so vast that I assume, Susie, you have a great opportunity there because you have a captive audience and people that are interested in this to tell them what's up.
Yeah, well, that's just it. You're getting people who have a keen interest in cheese. And that's also one of the nice reasons why we have it in Little Falls in the first place. Little Falls has such a great place in history, in cheese-making history. It was once the cheese capital of certainly North America because we were setting cheese prices here. There's so much cheese being made. It was once this whole area was dotted with small dairy farms that, you know, pre-refrigeration had to be made into cheese and shipped. So our cheeses from this area were being shipped across the Atlantic and so much so that prices were being set here on the market. But of course, that was what, mid to late 1800s, and things have changed. But cheese is coming back, baby. It's a great opportunity to celebrate that. And the people that are so psyched about cheese and love that history or love all cheese, yeah, find a real home in Little Falls at this event.
Well, that's great. Do you know how many ultimate cheeses there are there of the number?
Well, our last count was there were over 120 different types.
Wow, that's a lot.
And of course, you know, you can make a cheese. I can make a cheese, and Angela could make a cheese, and we could follow the same recipe. But because we're using different milks, you know, she would use milk from their own family farm. So she's a farmstead cheesemaker. I'm an artisan cheesemaker, so I'm buying milk from my neighbor. And because of different milk, you know, their different lactation cycles, different things that they're eating, our cheeses are, and then, of course, our practices. You know, I might do something slightly different from Angela or use a slightly different culture. We would come up with a different product. So that, too, is, you know, if you're a cheese nerd, you love that kind of stuff.
Yes. So your thoughts on that, Angela?
Cheese is an ever-changing food. It's really amazing if you think about it, because you can age cheese and it changes as time goes by. As it gets, you know, like for example, a cheddar, it'll get sharper as time goes by, and if you keep it in the correct environment, it is, you know, it can be last for long, long, long periods of time. This event is just a great way to bring people together. And it's not people that know everything about cheese. It's people that know nothing about cheese, and they just want to come and see the variety. You know, I know we're bringing, you know, probably 8 or 9 different types of cheese, you know, with different flavors just at our little booth. So, so it's just a great event.
Let us talk for a moment, Susie, I mentioned this in the introduction about the inclusion of cheese pairing options for craft beverages. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, I know. It makes me wish I wasn't vending at the festival, yeah, that I wish I was walking around and pairing items. But everyone else gets to go and try. So we have mead. We have various winemakers. We've got a couple of moonshine and whiskeys, and all, of course, New York State based. And, you know, I know people often think just wine and cheese, but that's no, it doesn't end there. The pairing options are endless.
And there's always somebody there to kind of guide you along the way, right, to help.
Yeah, not only the cheesemakers can have suggestions, but the beverage makers too have some strong feelings about what goes best with their products.
All right. Well, it's the Little it's the Little Falls Cheese Festival. It's happening Saturday, October 2nd. You can make your plans. All you have to do is go to the website. It's littlefallscheesefestival.com, littlefallscheesefestival.com, and find all the information that you need to know right there. And, Angela, anything you would like to add of how people can ultimately enjoy the festival?
Rain or shine, we will be there. Come see us. Come see what all of our vendors have to offer, and we promise you a fun day.
And the same for you. Susie, tell us about any final thoughts you would have.
Final thoughts. Make sure you grab a festival booklet. We've worked hard with the CNY Cheese Trail, which is a group of eight makers, that we have some itinerary suggestions for you, and you can get on our mailing list and find out how to extend the experience of enjoying dairy.
Well, again, it's the Little Falls Cheese Festival. It's happening Saturday, October 2nd. www.littlefallscheesefestival.com is where you can find out more information. Susie Jones is from the Jones Family Farm in Herkimer, New York, and Angela Atwell of Grassy Cow in Remsen. My thanks to both of you for being with us this morning. Have a beautiful festival, and I so appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. Again, the name, it is the Little Falls Cheese Festival, and you can find out more by going to littlefallscheesefestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.